Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Another wild day in Texas as far as weather's concerned. Just a lot of storms. I'm getting hit with some weird weather lately.
Yeah, it was brutal.
We had that weird weather that blew down a tree from my neighbor's yard into my fence last week. And then a bunch of storms last night. Don't move here. You could be killed. So, especially if you live in California.
Right.
Especially from California, you don't want to move here.
Don't take the risk.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You could be killed.
It's dangerous.
And we don't want that.
That's true.
It is. We're just where you care mm-hmm. about you and your family's health.
Yep.
So be careful, please. Okay? All right. Also, you want to hear when trees are falling. So you want to get the wax out of your ears. And that's where Wax RX comes from. It's like wax prescription. See, because the RX stands for prescription.
Oh, I thought it stood for radiation x-rays?
No, no, so it doesn't.
Prescription.
A lot of people think it's radiation
x-rays. How did that
x-ray.
Ever happen?
I don't know.
I'm looking that up right now.
I don't know. But Wax RX is available now without a prescription. So you can use the same thing the doctors basically do in their office just for a lot less, and then you reuse it. So it's going to cost you even less. And you don't have to jam swabs, Q-tip swabs into your ears or use a candle that's going to set your head on fire. It's just silly, some of the weird things people do. Try the Wax RX system risk-free today. Go to usewaxrx.com, use the offer code radio at checkout, and you'll get free shipping. Just that easy. Finally, a real solution for wax buildup. It's usewaxrx.com, offer code radio.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right. Keith's been hard at work on research already this morning.
Yes. Right.
And an important one, too. This is, this is a big one.
So the symbol RX for prescription originated in medieval manuscripts as an abbreviation of the late Latin verb it looks like recipe, but it's not recipe. The imperative form of, recipro, to take thus. So it's Latin from the medieval era.
Oh, I still don't see an X.
That's, yeah.
Recipe?
Yeah.
What's, recipe. I mean, so what? Where's the X?
Yeah, this is.
That's a dumb explanation.
This is
I don't like it.
Satisfactory at all.
It's not. It's just not. Still doesn't make any sense. The RX came from recipe. What? Wait, what? So where's the X?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, so.
So weird.
Unacceptable answer.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm not going to say, well, I have to, I guess, because that's the name of the product.
Yeah, there you go.
Be kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face, wouldn't it?
Good point. Okay, so Wax RX, go and get some. Yeah, go get Wax Recipri.
Just don't worry about it. It's from a thing that really makes sense from a long time ago.
Yeah, long time.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Probably longer than that, even. All right, I got to get to my Star Wars guy, because this is...
Star Wars guy.
This is the only thing I want to play today. This is all we're going to do for 2 hours.
I love this. I love this plan. Talk about the definition of prescription.
Yes, and then directly into Star Wars.
By the way,
the Mueller report's coming out after the show.
Yeah, so...
8:30, so we don't have to deal with it till tomorrow. And by then, everybody will have dealt with it already. But, you know, I we're going to be talking about the Mueller report, as far as I'm concerned, till the year 21,000. I can't...
21,000.
I can't get enough of it. And I'm sure in like 19,500, I'm still going to be... I need the rest of this Mueller report. Where's the redacted portion? Can we unredact it now? It's been... You know, 16,000 years.
Because somewhere underneath those Sharpie marks is the explanation why there's an X on RX for prescription.
That's where
it
is.
We're going to find it, man.
That's where it is. So, first, maybe we should start with the trailer itself. Star Wars came out with a teaser trailer. Doesn't really say much, doesn't really do much. It's just kind of cool because it gets you psyched for Star Wars again. And remind you, this is the last one. At least that's what
really?
They're saying. They're saying it's the last one.
Is that for real?
That's what they're saying.
I thought they were going to be doing these for...
So did I. Now, I don't know if because of the Solo movie not doing as well as they thought it was going to, they decided, we better scrap the rest of this.
Oh.
Or, you know, maybe they'll, in a couple of years when they don't have that money pouring in, mm-hmm. they'll think, hey, you know what? We should do number 10.
That's probably what it'll be.
Let's go back and do zero. We'll do zero, and then we'll come back and do 12, and then we'll go back and do 11, and then we'll do 17. You know,
that bugs me, man.
Yeah, the whole thing.
My simple mind needs linear, you know? I can't be jumping around and prequel and all this crap.
My wife and I have debated this for 35, 36, 37 years as to whether or not George Lucas really had this noodled out in his head from the beginning. I don't believe it.
No, sir.
We've never believed it.
No.
There's no way. There's too many mistakes. There's too many problems with that when he actually went back and, you know, like where C-3PO came from. He was somebody's... How did that work? I think that... Anakin built him, but it was said earlier that he was somebody else's.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. I think I vaguely do. See, I'm not a big Star Wars aficionado.
Oh, you're not?
No, not at all. I enjoy the movies, but I can't sit and have a discussion about, like, my kids. If my kids were all three sitting on this couch right now, ask them anything. They will answer any question you have about anything. I don't know how it happened. They just have absorbed.
Well, you're about to see a guy who exceeds your knowledge.
I'm gonna have to watch the trajectory of my kids so they don't become this guy. Do we want to watch? You just want to watch the trailer?
Yeah,
by
first
itself?
The trailer.
Okay, here's the regular trailer.
Here's the trailer.
Heavy breathing.
Okay, now she's slowing her breathing, getting in touch with her feelings.
Yes. Feel your surroundings.
We've passed on all we know.
Remember Skywalker's words? You should.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Something's happening.
Yeah,
but
TIE Fighter.
This is your fight.
Every generation has a legend. Here comes the bad guy. What's her name? I can never remember. Rey. Yeah. Oh. Now she's going to run away from the TIE fighter. Can she beat it, though? I don't think so. Whoa, she doesn't need to. Look at that. She leaped. This Christmas. You know, the music is stirring.
Yeah.
And you love to see these images. And it's fun. But you're about to see a whole new level of appreciation for Star Wars.
We'll always be with you. No one's ever really gone.
Notice that we did.
Oh,
no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my.
I know that laugh.
That's the Emperor's laugh. Emperor Palpatine. Oh, my. Star Wars. The Rise of Skywalker. That's cool. Okay? That's cool. I get a little bit of a chill when I see that. This guy gets...
More than a chill.
More than a chill. A deeper appreciation. Thrill, if you will.
If you will.
Reminiscent. Not of Genghis Khan, but reminiscent of Chris Matthews and the thrill up and down his leg or whatever that was. Here's a Star Wars fan actually filming himself watching what we just saw. Here's his reaction.
Doing. Sorry about that. I'm going to turn this puppy up. There we go. And let's do this.
Okay. Let's do this, man.
He's pleased already.
Yes, he is.
This is so great.
We've passed on all we know.
Ooh.
1,000 generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
Gosh. This is sad, man.
Is it though?
Yes.
Tears.
You can't see through the tears.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. It's the planet of dust.
Oh, what's right, Kylo?
Oh no. What's she gonna do, man?
Little expletive there we had to bleep.
Chokes up and
look at now the tears are streaming down his face. Literally. He's crying. He's weeping.
Wow. That's
that is really something.
He cannot always be with you. Look at this.
Look at
the look on his face.
He's sobbing at this point. He's sobbing.
No one's ever really gone. What? No, the Emperor.
Yeah, the Emperor.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it is.
Spoiler alert.
It's the Skywalker. Oh. Jesus.
I like the end, too. Listen to this.
How do they make this more and more epic every time?
They don't, my friend. They don't. Because this, it hasn't been epic since 1983, but thank you for the question. Wow. but I love, you know, your first temptation is to just tear him limb from limb.
Hmm?
And then you think, well, bless his heart. He's just so excited about it.
I've got a goal for this guy. He's got what, 7-8 months before it comes out?
Yep.
I want him to talk to one girl between now and December. Just go. You get anything about anything. The weather,
even Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah.
I think you might want to avoid that topic.
Okay, anything but Star Wars.
I think that might blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Has this guy ever had a date? What would be your guess? I mean, when you're that geeked up, and I'm being told by the women around here, no. when you're that geeked up on Star Wars, there's a pretty good chance you haven't had a date.
No.
But I mean, the sheer joy is just, I watch it like 5 times and just mercilessly mocking him. And then I thought, you know, the sheer joy this guy has over just seeing a teaser trailer is really kind of innocent.
Did your face do what his did while watching him? Look how funny.
No.
Okay, see? Then rip him limb from limb, please.
No. But, you know, you wonder, where are the men? There they are. There's one. They're watching Star Wars trailers and sobbing over them.
That explains a lot.
Where are the men?
Society.
The ones who haven't died from fluoride and toothpaste or been abducted at the airport by the pedophile government to train them. They're watching Star Wars trailers and getting that geeked up on them. But bless his heart.
That's what we're going to say.
That's precious.
We're going to say bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Okay.
Because it makes all the ridicule fine then, right?
Yeah.
You ridicule as much as you want, as long as you say, but bless his heart. He likes it. He likes it a lot, I think.
So he's in a hotel room, if you'll notice, that background there. He was clearly in a hotel room traveling. So he was...
No way does that guy have a job. Seriously? That's not his parents' basement?
I don't know.
I would have laid $1,000 on he's in his parents' basement watching that thing. Wow. So you think he's on a business trip, maybe?
Look at that, see?
Yeah, it's the double bed hotel setup.
Right? Candace, you say that's a green screen? What were you saying to me? I think he was traveling and he probably raced from the airport.
You know he did.
He probably got to the front desk of the hotel and he's like, okay, what's the Wi-Fi password? I gotta see the Star Wars trailer. I've been missing it for 10 minutes. It's been out 10 minutes. I haven't seen it. He races upstairs, turns on his camera. He's like, oh, this is going, I'm going to make this viral.
That's a serious, serious fan right there.
That is something.
I have my oldest son because he was raised on Star Wars. I mean, it came out when he was, before he was born, but the third movie. And then he watched them as soon as VHS was a thing. He watched them over and over and over and over. And he's still a massive fan. But he wouldn't sit there and sob in front of a teaser trailer.
I remember when the third one was released on... On TV. Remember how you had to wait like 2 or 3 years before it was broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
And that was an event.
Yes.
There was no video store. There was nothing. Everybody was waiting for it to be shown on TV. I remember that. I remember how big of a deal it was.
I remember lining up outside the theater waiting for Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. You don't because you were probably 4. 76? You were born?
Mm-hmm.
76. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, in 80 when Empire Strikes Back, you were only four.
I vaguely remember that, actually. I was scant little seven.
Mm-hmm. So, I was already out on my own, lining up around the theater.
Oh, that's cute. Candace asking me, what is VHS? Why don't you shut up, you youngin?
What is she, 12?
Yeah, she's
Candace
12.
Candace is 12.
Candace is 12.
So...
So, yeah, but that, nobody awesome. As excited as everyone was for these events, lining up.
They didn't get like that.
I don't know anybody that is even in that orbit of that guy. And I'm happy for that.
It's kind of like the Britney Spears thing. Remember that? Only I'm not sure if that was real, where he kept saying, leave Britney alone or whatever. Do you remember that? This was 10 years ago or 12 years ago or something. 15 years ago. It's one of the first really super big YouTube deals where the guy got on and I guess Britney Spears was being ridiculed and he wept and screamed.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Leave Britney alone.
Is this when she cut her hair and she might have
been
bald?
Huh. Yeah, it might have been.
Chris
I don't know.
Crocker, American Internet Celebrity. Oh, that's the title I want under my profile. American Internet Celebrity.
But click on it and see how many, let's see how many views it has because it's got to be in the hundreds of millions. Well, I would guess at this point.
There's so many. Like this one is over 4 million.
Oh.
But there's so many different ones, you know. Yeah.
888-900-3393. Let me tell you about Riduzone, a great weight loss product. Almost everybody here has or is using it or will use it. Hopefully you will be soon if you're not right now. What are you waiting for? You're going to save a bunch of money if you do it. This speeds up your metabolism and reduces appetite. Those are the two things that are probably most important in weight loss. Eat less, exercise. Well, if your metabolism is going faster, it thinks you're exercising. You can trick your body sometimes.
Nice.
There was a six-year study. That's a pretty lengthy study. And it showed that when you lose weight, your body thinks something bad happened to you. So it slows down your metabolism to help you gain the weight back. Thoughtful? You bet. Just not the thought you wanted to have. So Riduzone has that patented ingredient that they took from olive oil, the OEA molecule, and that boosts your metabolism back up and reduces appetite. So you lose weight and you keep it off. For a while, we still have the 30% off deal, and I don't know how long it's going to last. So do this while you're thinking about it. Go to Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Enter the promo code PAT, and you get 30% off a three-month supply. Riduzone.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
All right. 888-900-3393. Everybody's releasing their tax forms, so they're all having to apologize for the fact that they're stingy hypocrites. I love Robert Francis. Yeah. Robert Francis O'Rourke, Mr. Hispanic Beto, and his wife don't... give an awful lot of money to charity. A recent analysis of his documents puts him at pretty much the bottom of the Democrat donors to charity. In fact, the O'Rourkes reported donating, get this, okay, they made $370,412. $370,000 they donated to charity, $1,166. That you might recognize that as 0.3%. 0.3%.
Wow.
Wow. When asked about the paltry percentage, how about that? Somebody actually brought it up. Mm-hmm. Good. Hey, dude, why are you so selfish? Isn't that who you're all about? You Democrats are supposed to be all about giving to the poor, helping other people, which is nonsense because every study shows conservatives give more to charity than liberals by a factor of five, probably. At least double. Anyway, he countered by saying that he gives in ways that can't be quantified on a tax return. Like running for president. Oh, wow. What a massive sacrifice that is.
Yeah, that's where he donates his time.
I've served in public office since 2005. I do my best to contribute to the success of my community, of my state, and now of my country. There are ways that I do this that are measurable, and there are ways that I do this that are immeasurable. These are charities that we donate to that we've recorded and itemized. Others that we've donated to that we have not. I see. Okay. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. 0.3%.
So wait a minute. If he is counting his service as a representative in government, then he's not taking a salary?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Because he's donating
that
money?
No, that is not what's happening.
Okay.
And keep in mind, his father-in-law is a billionaire. So, I mean, wow. these people are in massive wealth. They are very well-to-do. They don't wonder where their next meal is coming from. Mm-hmm. He could be giving serious money to charity. He doesn't because they don't really believe it. All they want is power. All they want is gain. And all they want is to keep people down so that those people will continue to vote for him to try to get the handouts they're offering from other people, not themselves. So it's I don't know if Democrats are going to buy this. Probably. Here's the big quote, though. But I will tell you, I'm doing everything that I can right now, spending this time with you. Oh, thank you, Your Highness. Thank you, Your Worship. Wow. For you to condescend like that to us, uh-huh. Oh, I just feel so special. I feel so special. But I will tell you, I'm doing everything that I can right now, spending this time with you, not with our kiddos, not back in El Paso. Because I want to sacrifice everything to make sure that we meet this moment of truth with everything we've got.
Wow.
Sacrifice everything. Well, except any of my money.
Yeah, not that.
Give you a little bit of my time. But really, the time I'm giving is for me, because that gives me power and control. And so, what a BS explanation. I'm just so sick of the hypocrisy. Will he be held accountable by... the reporters that swoon over him? No.
Nope. I'm going to his website. I want to see if we're giving away anything like yard signs or anything. No. It's $30 if you want a Beto tote bag, just so you know.
$30?
$30. $30 for a Beto official logo baseball cap.
I heard that his website, and I haven't really checked because I don't care enough about it, but... But I heard it's really short on policy and very long on having people buy stuff from him.
Yeah, like a yard sign?
Yeah.
2 feet by 1.5 feet, $15 that'll run you.
Jeez.
In other words, promote me, mm-hmm. but yet pay for it. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, goodness. Exactly. So is he, are there t-shirts and things?
T-shirts,
caps and all that stuff?
$30 Beto. For Beto 2020, yeah.
I get so angry inside every time I see a car drive by on the freeway with a Beto sign on the back. It's mm-hmm. just so irritating to me. Like, what is wrong with you? What? You just want to follow them and not hurt them or threaten them in any way, but stop and say, hey, how could you be so stupid?
Yeah. Are you dumb?
That might not be the best way to start the conversation.
Oh, okay.
But... You know.
Yeah, there's someone at my church that has a Beto sticker that they haven't quite peeled off yet.
I saw one of those at my church.
I have
church
no
too.
Idea who oh it is, gosh. But I'd love to have a little talk.
I know.
What are you on, man?
It wouldn't go well, though. No. You know that.
No.
So you really can't do that. But, man, it's baffling. It's mind-boggling. And they're just, again, all of these Democrats are trying to fundamentally transform the United States of America, and they're doing a good job.
Obama gave him a head start, but they are picking up where he left off.
They really are. And they're much more blatant about it. They're much more out in the open now because they can be, because so many people have bought into the socialist mentality.
And I never thought of it this way, but I thought Arthur Brooks made a great point yesterday when he joined us. It's like, you know, the more popular socialism gets, it's more of an opportunity to have conversations about how terrible it is.
Right.
As opposed to letting it fly under the radar.
But as long as you win those conversations, because otherwise, as open as it is now and as stalwart the effort, it's kind of scary.
That's true.
More than kind of. It's really frightening. Mm-hmm. Also, speaking of frightening things at the border, where there's no crisis, keep in mind.
Nope.
Yuma, Arizona has just declared an emergency situation. Why? Because there's no crisis. That's why. Because they're overwhelmed with illegals pouring into their city. It's right on the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona. And they declared a state of emergency on Tuesday. They said they just can't handle the crush of illegals. And the government is being forced to release them into their streets. Mayor Douglas Nichols said the immigrants are being released by the Border Patrol into his community faster than they can leave. And the local shelters are already at and beyond capacity. He warned of mobs of people roaming the streets looking to satisfy basic human needs. Obviously, they got to go to the bathroom. They need food. They need clothing. They need shelter.
Wait a minute. They have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. Illegals still have to
Is that a real thing?
It is a thing. I just found that out.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I just thought of the perfect place.
Okay.
San Francisco. I mean, it's a sanctuary city. Everyone already is pooping on the streets, you know, when in Rome. So,
in fact, we can help them out with where they can poop.
Oh, yeah?
In San Francisco. Okay. We've got a poop map for them.
There's a poop map from San Francisco. Oh, look at that. Somebody.
There it is right there.
Look at that.
There's the San Francisco poop map.
Open the books. That is for real. Since 2011, they have documented every GPS location as reported in the records of San Francisco, the city. And those are all actual locations. As a truth.
So gross. Yeah. Look at that.
Just imagine if you're driving or you're listening to the podcast, it's the city boundaries of San Francisco, and it's completely covered in poop. In poop.
How many hundreds of thousands is that?
We got the stats over here. I'll find them. Hang on.
It's nasty. But again, you know, maybe Yuma, Arizona sends these illegals because they do have basic human needs like pooping. And you take them to San Francisco, and you can go wherever you want. You don't have to look around for a bathroom.
That's awesome. Everybody
go
wins.
Wherever you want. I mean, we all win.
These progressive cities have said they want the immigrants brought to them.
Yes.
So you get that base covered. You make the progressive cities happy.
Right.
They have to defecate, apparently. I just learned.
Yes.
San Francisco, obviously a welcome place for that. They don't want to go back to their other country.
It's
they
the best
stay here.
Of all worlds.
I think everybody wins here.
And so that represents 118,352 instances of human fecal matter on the streets, what you just saw on the San Francisco poop map.
Good grief, man. I can't.
This actually says 132,562 cases. So that's even worse, obviously. Wow. Yeah. There's a homeless population, they think, in San Fran of about 7,500 people. I would have thought more than that.
A lot of roughage.
Affluent sections of the city have become, we've talked about this too, more dangerous. Open-air drug use, tens of thousands of discarded needles, and sadly, yes, the human feces. We talked about when we stayed in San Francisco for the Super Bowl a few years ago.
A nice part of town, right?
And yeah, and it... You know, multi-million-dollar mansions like Nicolas Cage's where we stayed. It's a $15 million house. Poop all over the street. You can smell it. You can see it. It's needles all on that nice street with million-dollar homes. Amazing.
Wow.
So Yuma, there's your solution.
There's your future.
Put them on a bus to San Francisco.
Yeah, there you go.
Let them poop wherever they want. Have at it.
Have at it.
Let me tell you about, speaking of poop, this is a really poopy situation. Home title lock hears from people all the time, like this person who told them, I heard you guys warn your listeners about home title theft, but I didn't think we'd be victims. You never do. Until we got a bank notice claiming we defaulted on home loans that we never took out. Some thief took our title online, forged our signatures stating he was the owner, and then borrowed against our home and stuck us with the payments. Our identity theft protection didn't stop it. That's going to surprise a lot of people. If you have LifeLock, it does such a great job on others, you'll think it'll do this. But no, it doesn't cover this. The bank said it's our problem, and there was no insurance that covered it. We've spent thousands of dollars trying to get our home back. Please don't let this happen to you. Go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your house from thieves. HomeTitleLock.com. They'll get you a free title scan and report just for signing up. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
1-800-333-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, where Steve Madursky, who, by the way, I think he's the original Pat Head, right? I mean, yeah. He came up with the phrase.
Apparently so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I believe he did.
That's awesome.
Beto Bob gave his guitar solo to the world. What else do you want from him?
Great point, Steve.
Wow. Let's just pause a moment and let that soak in. He's exactly right. It's like asking, what has Eddie Van Halen done?
Can he deduct this on his IRS form?
Yes, as far as I'm concerned.
Like, what does he write? Like, the notes?
Like, I gave to the world an immeasurable guitar riff. Ugh. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's so beautiful.
That's what we're going with?
Yeah.
Beautiful?
It's like asking Eddie Van Halen, hey, what have you done? Eruption? Just stop it.
Wow. We're going to let this one play.
I mean, it was such a good point.
Yeah. So we're doing the long form IRS.
My personal apology to Beto for besmirching him. International Man of Missouri tweets regarding the Star Wars trailer guy. That was the second most uncomfortable I've ever been as a listener since the Beto guitar abuse.
Guitar
wow,
abuse.
You got them both in this first 45 minutes of the show.
Good day.
You're welcome. The Steve 42. The fluoride in the water is turning the men into Star Wars geeks. Gropey Joe's Cafe. His parents probably evicted him from their basement and put him up in a hotel room.
No kidding.
And from nobody important, if you're only listening to the show, the beginning of that Star Wars trailer sounded more like something you'd hear from a Jeffy-owned website. Some heavy breathing there at the beginning. Jeffy mentioned having a turtle army.
Oh, yeah, the story he had yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after
the show, we had some tweets coming in. Yeah.
Laura Parker tweeted, hey, at Keith Malinak, mm-hmm. I'm disappointed you didn't get a laugh track for the Heroes on a Half Shell
Heroes
line.
Heroes on a Half Shell, yeah.
Heroes on a Half Shell. Yeah, because, yeah. Oh, just a little delayed reaction.
Turtle power.
Mm-hmm. And she writes, maybe I'm the only one that found it funny. No, the audience liked it.
Aww.
I think they might have missed it the first time.
Yeah, I kind of mumbled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really, you know, say it loud enough, I guess.
Then from Pat Head, Pat Fat Hat Head, Kristen. Yeah, the boys have been slacking on the laugh track lately.
Sorry. <yeah. laughs> Wait, was that funny or was it just...
Yeah, I guess they thought it was. Track. But that's the audience.
It's easy to please this studio audience, but they are a little delayed sometimes in how they respond, how quickly.
Nobody said they were brain surgeons. From Glenn Beckstead... My birthday's coming up, and I think it'd be awesome if Pat were to send me the home version of the game psychically on the air. And I would do that if you let us know when your birthday is, Glenn.
It's coming up. Why don't you send it now? You want to send it early?
Is that appropriate? I mean, I guess I could.
I mean, maybe he doesn't want to say the exact date, but he just wants you to
know. All right, Glenn. I am now sending you the home version of our game psychically. And I just did.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow. It kind of bothers me, or worries me, I should say, when you do that so early in the show, because it kind of takes something out of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you still got over an hour to go.
True. Yeah.
So,
a lot of energy that goes
into
it.
You all right?
Hopefully.
Can we get him a donut or something?
Oh, yeah. That would help.
Okay.
That
work
helps.
On that, Martin.
And from Laugh Track, it's true. Bernie Sanders gave 1-3% in charity. However, he was complaining that Trump would not release his taxes to see about his charity. How about that? Trump donates his presidential salary. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's $400,000 a year just in his presidential salary that he donates.
That's a great point, man.
Yeah, and nobody ever talks about it. Does the press ever mention that?
No.
No, it's like a given. Well, so what? And if it does come up, so what? He's a billionaire. He doesn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, had Barack Obama done that,
oh my gosh,
he would have been the hero of all heroes.
Wow.
The most caring, wonderful, empathetic individual in the history of mankind.
Leading by example.
Yes. He is his brother's keeper, even though he said he did say he was, and then he didn't take care of his brother. That's right. That's how that went.
That's right. His actual brother.
His actual brother.
He wasn't lying, right?
Nope, he wasn't.
Oh, gosh.
Crazy. The hypocrisy on the left is just, it's amazing. Okay, so they've already raised $1 billion, I think over a billion now, for the rebuilding of Notre Dame Cathedral. And it would have burned to the ground in a chain reaction collapse had firefighters not moved as quickly as they did. Apparently, they did a really good job. They actively and aggressively worked to protect the wooden supports in the bell towers from the flames. If the fire reached the wooden structure, they said, from the moment we lose the war of the bell towers, we lose the cathedral, because then it's a chain reaction collapse. So fortunately, that didn't happen. But it did destroy most of the lead roof in the 950-year-old architectural treasure. I kept hearing 850, but I think they started its building, the construction.
That's what it was.
Like 100 years before that.
Wow.
And then I was reading today, they were hoping it could be wrapped up in about 5 years, the remodeling. Now they're saying 15. Really? It take 15 years to repair this damage?
I mean, did it take 100 originally?
Right? Yeah, but we've got a little better technology, it seems like.
A little bit.
Now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because Macron wanted it to be completed by the Olympics in 2024. And then this famous restorer of old cathedrals and buildings like that says, that's a 15-year job.
Really? Wow.
So, we'll see.
Huh. Apparently, they did a pretty good job in the first place, though. I mean, think of that. The construction of 950 years ago, and then it sustains a modern-day fire that's pretty darn serious and mostly holds up. That's impressive.
That is impressive, yeah.
Good craftsmanship. 888-933-93. So, again, the Mueller report comes out today. Special Counsel Mueller's redacted report and on the investigation. It's coming out. And the press is going ape crazy over this thing. They already know. They think they know what's in it. They think they know that Bob Barr was playing politics and covering for the president. So we'll see.
They've already made up their minds.
They sure have. Here's a little taste of how made up their minds are.
Democrats in Congress are on guard after today because the top lawyer in our land sounded like he was protecting the boss.
He's acting in bad faith, fundamentally, right? He's acting as an agent of the president as opposed to an independent arbiter.
It's almost impossible now to not see him as a political actor.
He's now looking more partisan.
No concern at all that Barr's summary may not be an accurate reflection.
Barr cherry-picking particular words and phrases.
This is the guy that Donald Trump chose. There's a reason.
And plenty of reason for Democrats to be suspicious.
Definitely suspicious, right?
Barr is going to do Trump's dirty work.
He is doing the president's dirty work here.
It is astonishing how quickly Bill Barr has settled into that role for the president.
He basically made up facts that he didn't know.
He looks like a classic Washington guy at the big desk out in front of the boss who protects the boss.
The attorney general is trying to tear down law instead of trying to protect it.
Oh, he's my gosh.
He's more like a partisan advocate for Trump than he is like the attorney general of the United States.
There are reasons to worry about Barr's objectivity.
Barr just injecting politics into this.
Nothing that has happened makes me trust Barr.
And his whole career has been built on being a legal Houdini.
On the narrative. It was obvious from the get-go, from the jump, that Barr was trying to set it.
Barr is either whitewashing here or, worst-case scenario, engaged in covering something up.
Could the attorney general be part of a cover-up?
You think that it's going to look like a cover-up?
Is Barr covering for Trump or not?
Concerns of a cover-up?
What specifically in the four-page summary do you think could be the cover-up?
Donald Trump got his man. He wanted somebody who was going to be loyal. He wanted a protector. He wanted a fixer. And Barr is that.
Is William Barr more interested in the rule of law? Good question. Or protecting his boss, Donald Trump?
Is he using the rules to protect the president?
Given the lengths to which he seems to be going to protect the president.
Trying to protect the president.
Trying to protect the president.
The way that William Barr has handled the Mueller report in the early days is almost instantly stamping him as the most partisan attorney general.
It seems like Barr solidified his image as Donald Trump's Roy Cohn today.
Wow. That is sheer speculation and sheer opinion.
And none of those people that you heard have seen the Mueller report.
Right. They have no idea what's in it. And using the law to cover for his boss. What? Wait. No, he's following the law. Wow. Despicable. That's just despicable reporting. It's a syndrome. It's an absolute... It's a madness in the left-wing media. Just wait till it comes out and then see if there's any reason to be so suspicious. Maybe there is. I don't know. But neither do you.
Nobody can just wait. Just wait. 5 minutes, please.
They can't. They hate this guy so much that they got to bludgeon him the whole way. And then if it comes out and there's nothing suspicious about it, that's the great thing. They're going to lose a little bit more credibility. Wow. 888-900-3393. Let me take a minute to tell you about realestateagentsitrust.com. Tanya and Glenn started this about 7 years ago because they were frustrated. Every time they tried to buy or sell a home, there was no urgency, a lot of unreturned phone calls, no real marketing. The answer was always, let's have another open house, which is just what you don't want to hear. How often do you want people tromping through your house every weekend or during the week even, and you know, trying to keep everything spick and span and not have anything out? It's, you want to live in your house until you have to leave. Enter realestateagentsitrust.com. Glenn's team knew there had to be a better way, and they found three big keys. One, selling or buying is hard, so you got to be really committed to this. You need a track record of success. There's no part-time or inexperienced agents in the network, and there's over 1,000 of them nationwide. Number two, the market value can't be done by some algorithm. You have to be an expert in the marketplace. You have to know the comparables in the neighborhood and be able to advise the home seller on what the market will tolerate to get top dollar. And you want it to sell fast. Longer it sits there, the worse it is. Plus, you want to like the agent that you're going to be with all this time and trust your biggest investment to. So they're fans of the show. We see to that that they're fans and that you're going to have at least that in common with them. So get moving now with realestateagentsitrust.com, especially if you're relocating. Then you need it on both ends. You have to sell, you have to buy. Realestateagentsitrust.com will introduce you to the best agent in your area.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
We were talking about Beto's response to charity. Let's take a look. He was at a college. I'm not sure which one this. Do you know what college?
I don't.
He was speaking
and
at.
And you've read these quotes. The audio is kind of rough. But
you can't hear him?
Yeah, it's kind of rough. And that's why I thought you were reading the quotes earlier. You've basically covered everything that he said there about how.
About donations and
I
taxes.
I donate my time as a public servant.
And how did they respond to that? Or were they silent?
I don't recall. How did they respond to that?
That's what I wanted to see. Okay, let's see. Just take a quick look and see if they bought in.
Thank you for the question.
The question about your charitable donations.
First of all, we all like to ensure that every person who holds the highest position of power and public trust in this country releases his or her taxes so that we understand whether there are any real or perceived conflicts of interest, so that we hold ourselves accountable, as I am doing with you right now. I've served in public office since 2005. I do my best to contribute to the success of my community, of my state, and now of my country. There are ways that I do this that are measurable, and there are ways that I do this that are measurable. There are charities that we donate to that we've recorded and itemized, others that we've donated to that we have not. But I'll tell you, I'm doing everything I can right now.
Yeah, to excuse myself for being a stingy bastard. That's what I'm doing. Everything I can right now to not look as bad as I really look. So I don't know. I don't know if they bought it, but probably. They're there for him, so. Pathetic. It's just the hypocrisy from the other side is mind-numbing. 888-900-3393. Also, at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. God, I have all of these issues. Been proven right on so many things. Like what these Democrats' true motivations are. Like the fact that we do have a crisis at the border and an emergency situation, and they continue to deny that. I mean, every single issue that comes up, they've got some lame reason or rationale or excuse for. And we continue to point out these people don't really care about the little guys in this country.
No. And now you've got an anti-Semite rearing her head, you know, and Nancy Pelosi having to deal with that as well.
And kind of she's excusing that too, really.
Yeah.
So Nancy Pelosi was on with Christiane Amanpour on CNN talking about Omar's 9/11 comments. Here's how that went.
Just want to move again to the anti-Semitism route, because it's not just happening in the UK and the Labour Party. It's happening actually in the United States right now. Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota has come under fierce criticism, including from within your own party, but certainly from the Republican Party. The president has tweeted against her, suggesting that, you know, there's some sort of linkage with this video he's tweeted about the towers and what she said about 9/11. Are you concerned for her well-being, first and foremost? You asked for more security around her.
Yes, but I don't think that the congresswoman is anti-Semitic. I wouldn't even put those in the same category.
Oh, of course not. No, no. No, that's silly, right, to think of that. So great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, she is priceless, isn't she?
Yep.
She's really, truly wonderful. You gotta love it. She also talked about Trump bankrupt of ideas.
Yeah, yeah. And this is interesting because, you know, she's on foreign soil and she did exactly what we talked about yesterday. No, well, no, she actually, she's old school. You know, she has a little bit of respect. You know, she'll say that there.
Okay, here she is.
Are you concerned that your opposition going towards the next election or however they wish to use it will use that to call, as the president has done, you know, the Democrats the president is bankrupt of any ideas. I don't want to talk about the president here because I'm overseas. Come see me in Washington, D.C., and I'll tell you what I think about that. And the president. But no, I because we are not. We have no taint of that. And the Democratic Party. And just because they want to accuse somebody of that doesn't mean that we take that bait.
That they have no taint in the Democrat Party about anti-Semitism?
No taint.
Wow.
No taint.
That's just a downright bald face lie.
I know.
And she knows it.
Yeah.
But I do love the fact that she didn't go down the bash Trump road overseas. And that just goes to show, yes, there is that written rule, unwritten or written. I don't know, but they all know about it. Our politicians know that you're not supposed to be bashing America on foreign soil. If you want to say it here to our face and defend your position and all of that, that's one thing. But going across the ocean and taking shots at the nation is just really despicable. And even Nancy Pelosi wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's amazing.
But she was quick to say, when we get back to D.C., come and tell me and ask me. Yes. I'll totally tell you everything I want to. Yes.
I'll be happy to tell you how much I hate that guy
then.
That's
not a problem. Just get me back over there.
But I'm kind of surprised. That showed just a tinge of class. So good for her. 888-900-3393. Man, there is still so much to get to.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about animal videos?
No.
I thought that's what you meant.
Surprisingly.
Okay.
Yeah. New Mexico has become the latest state to vote for the popular vote for president instead of the Electoral College.
Oh, goodness.
We'll tell you how many that makes in the country. And, you know, eventually it's going to be time to talk about the convention of states again, because this is getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
More Pat Gray Unleashed coming up.
Unleashed.
888-900-3393. Also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter, the Steve42 tweets, how have you decorated your Mueller Report Day tree this year? I'm not going to say, because I don't want a bunch of people copycatting me.
You have a unique way to do it?
It's really unique, yeah. Sunk flex seal boat With Pat searching for a word to describe the media, I thought Travis Shamokery was coming. Almost reset the counter.
Oh.
Not quite, though. Not quite.
Sounds like a future bingo square.
Just too muck and fetch. Beto thinks his running for office is charitable. What a delusional douche. He's delusional.
Oh, good stuff.
That is. And for blah, blah, blah.
Love the blah, blah, blah.
This Rashida Ocasio-Omar lady found all of her political ideas on the streets of San Francisco. Yeah, where there's where there's poop everywhere, so it fit right in. You can't tell the difference. That's great. Apparently, we've got a new guitar virtuoso in the Democrat primary field.
Do we?
This is exciting. Wow. Pete Buttigieg is also an accomplished guitarist.
There can be no other.
A virtuoso.
It's Beto or bust, man.
For a long time now, over a year, certainly several years, we've really thought that Beto was state of the art. But I don't know. I actually haven't heard him play, but I know he went out and he had his guitar with him for some reason at a campaign stop, and he played it. Here's Pete Buttigieg.
What kind of music do you listen to?
It really depends. But, music's been a very important part of my life. I grew up playing piano and guitar. I'm kind of turning back to the classics right now. I spent a lot of time with my dad listening to Cosmos Factory, Creedence, Clearwater, that kind of classic.
Really?
And I'm kind of going back to that. I'm increasingly convinced it's a
magic. What did you listen to in high school? When you were hanging out with your friends in high school?
A lot of Dave Matthews in my life back then. Okay. A fair amount of Fish kind of thing.
What do you play? I know you play guitar. What kind of songs do you play on guitar?
Yeah, it just depends. I'm not a very good singer, so I do better with stuff you can kind of solo to in an interesting way, I think, which is why I got into Jimi Hendrix. You just have a Les Paul sitting around?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Just happened to have.
Okay, these guys need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you really can play, stop. What are you doing?
What was that supposed to be?
I don't know.
What song was that?
No idea. I was expecting like something from CCR since he mentioned it, because it's usually pretty fundamental stuff. CCR's early work is not difficult to play on the guitar. It's like three chords and you're done. And then he goes to, I don't know, something even less than that. I don't know what that was. That's great. Okay, so he did not surpass Beto there. This Beto still reigns supreme for this.
Good I'm afraid the show's going to be over.
That's right. The show's going to be over. Yeah.
So we got Beto on guitar. We got Buttigieg on guitar. We got Bernie can sing, obviously.
He's a crooner. He's terrific.
I mean, I'm sure Elizabeth Warren maybe can play the drums or something. So we got a whole band going there.
I wouldn't mind if they formed a band and then just played bars every weekend and left us alone the rest of the time. That would be great.
That would be great.
We should all be telling them how talented they are, so maybe they'll consider that. Just get together and go play somewhere. Maybe you'll make a lot of money. You're really good. Go do that.
Go
do that. And you know what? You can't do that part-time. You've got to be committed. That has to be your full-time gig from now on. So,
okay. Well, we could siphon off some of the hopefuls for 2020 that way.
O'Rourke is now contemplating an appearance on Fox News, doing one of those town halls like Bernie just did.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out pretty well for Bernie. So now O'Rourke is saying he'd be willing to go on Fox News as well. Used to be absolutely verboten for any of these Democrats to go on Fox. But now I think they're realizing that whenever they go on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, you're just preaching to your choir. So they need to find new places, new people. Speaking to reporters in a dusty parking lot behind a coffee shop, following a campaign rally that attracted about 300 people. Wow, his crowds are getting smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
O'Rourke criticized Fox News practices, but said he doesn't want to write anybody off in this country, though I strongly disagree with the practices of that organization, which has blurred the news, not just between news and entertainment, but between news and policy and the administration they're tasked with covering and holding accountable. But I want to make sure I don't write anybody off in this country for their choice of cable programming. And so, yes, I will continue to try to engage with Americans regardless of the platform or the format of the TV station. What specific show or format, I can't speak to, but yes, I will speak to Fox viewers. Okay. Interesting, because they never mentioned MSNBC in this, who's the opposite. Every Democrat talking point, every friendly Democrat principle, every single one of their, including Joe Scarborough, they're all friendly to the Democratic ideals. And so that never comes up, though. But it's always Fox is biased, but nobody else, I guess. It's just, it's amazing. But he did confirm he'd be willing to appear on the network. And apparently Buttigieg is considering it, too. So that'll be interesting.
Only if they bring their guitars and they play together.
I'd love to see him bring their guitars.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Also now, New Mexico is the latest state to approve the national popular vote.
Oh, goody. Yes.
Now got a growing number of states, 14 plus the District of Columbia, that have passed legislation to give their 5 electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote.
Wow. Way to silence the voices in your state.
Yep. Governor Michelle LeJohn Grisham, a Democrat, of course, signed House Bill 55 on April 3rd. The group that's pushing the interstate compact says the compact would guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the largest number of votes in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Compact does not abolish the electoral system. Well, you can't, because it's mandated by the Constitution. But it certainly undermines it. Yes, it circumvents it.
It undermines the people in your own state. With that signature, you just told the citizens of New Mexico, your voice doesn't matter as much as everybody else's in the country.
Yeah, go take a flying hike, we'll say.
They will say that.
So how could this possibly be declared constitutional by the Supreme Court if it's challenged? Hopefully it wouldn't.
I think it would pass because states would be left to run their elections how they see fit. And if that's how they see fit, stupid and asinine, ridiculous as it is, that's what those states want to do.
So in addition to New Mexico, there's also California, of course, Colorado, Connecticut, D.C., Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. Every single one of them a Democrat stronghold. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. And that represents 189 electoral votes. That's a pretty solid start for these people.
And they're saying, this movement is saying, when we get to 270...
That's the number needed to elect a president.
Right. When we get that number of electoral votes represented by these states, then we will have this pact, this agreement, that's how we will submit our electoral votes.
Oof.
So I don't know that you even need to worry about the Constitution in this. I mean, there's just an agreement among the states. I mean, I'm sure somebody could challenge it, but just sounds like that's the way they want to go. That's how they're going to do it. Stupid.
Here's what Alexander Hamilton wrote in the Federalist Papers. Federalist 68, he said, a small number of persons selected by their fellow citizens from the general mass will be the most likely to possess the information and discern requisite to elect the president. Now, that might seem dated because there's a lot more information available to us now, but there's also a lot more things that take our attention away from important issues. And so we're just as... we're probably more uninformed today than we were back then. And that was a big worry of the founders. It was they wanted people to vote who understood what was going on. We're encouraging every morons, idiots, uninformed, totally ignorant people, everybody come and vote. Well, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. We may be more informed, but we're not more intelligent.
That's
We have access to the information. We just don't utilize it.
Ah, man. It's frightening. Also, Buttigieg talked about how the GOP is manipulating elections. Oh, I love this discussion. This is always
yes.
This is really top five on my hit chart right now. Is GOP manipulation of the elections. Here's what he said.
Most Americans don't want this. Most Americans don't want the conservative agenda that we're now seeing, the extreme agenda that we're seeing in Washington. In fact, it is precisely for that reason that they have to interfere with democracy, with things like voter suppression or clinging on an electoral college that overrules the will of the American people. It is precisely because the American people, by and large, don't want what they're selling, that they are relying on manipulations of our political structure in order to keep their agenda in play.
Agonizing. Just absolutely agonizing. Man. I can't take it. I mean, the sheer insanity, the sheer butt stupidness, the absolute ignorance, the misunderstanding of the principles that guide this country. The founding principles. Jeez. He thinks most Americans don't want this incredibly... What conservative agenda? What has happened that's conservative in any way? We don't even have the wall started yet. We can't so much as protect our border, which seems like it should be a universal principle, but it certainly isn't. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't believe where we are.
Yeah. I mean, he's completely wrong. The things that conservatives run on don't end up being the agenda. Like you just said, where's the border wall? We've got, for all intents and purposes, a very bold and powerful president. We don't have his signature issue, which is the border wall. We didn't get rid of Obamacare. Our tax cuts were not nearly what they should have been. We don't know exactly how the Supreme Court's going to work out on the picks.
But it's not going the right way.
So
it's not. They've turned down many conservative
issues.
Don't
tell me that we're being swamped with conservative ideas and policies.
It's the opposite of that. It's the exact opposite. Look at New York with their abortion bill. Vermont tried it. Virginia went down that road. Somebody else just recently proposed it as well. And if you fight for life of a child at all... They will call you anti-woman. You hate women. You hate freedom. You're a religious zealot who doesn't know what you're talking about. And yet they continue down the road of socialism and infanticide, and they don't get accused of extremism and radicalism. That's what Americans don't want. They don't want your brand. And Buttigieg talks like he's this, I'm just a moderate guy. Hey, I'm just a normal, average, everyday, regular guy. I'm not an extremist. And then he'll give you all the same extreme policies that everybody else has, and in some cases, more. This guy's pretty dangerous, I think. Mm-hmm. Pretty darn dangerous.
Yep, got some slick packaging right now.
Whew. All right, let me tell you about Brickhouse Nutrition. If you want to feel better, and if you want your immune system to work properly, then you need to feed it the right things. You know, the superfoods, the kale, the quinoa, the stuff I just hate. But it's all mushed up, smashed up, and put into a tastier form in Field of Greens. It's real USDA organic fruits and vegetables. Has antioxidant power. It'll boost your immune system. It's pre and probiotic. And it's real food. It's not just an extract. Real food. And if it weren't for Field of Greens, I just wouldn't get kale and spinach and all that stuff in my diet. If you want to do the same thing, go to BrickHousePat.com and you'll get 15% off your first order when you use the offer code PAT. Field of Greens from Brickhouse Nutrition. A better you awaits. BrickHousePat.com. Offer code PAT.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Don't forget, the big report comes out today.
Yes!
Mueller report. About half an hour after the show ends.
Oh, shoot. So we're not going to be able to sit here and read through the redactions and all the good stuff. And
well, yeah, but
talk about it.
It'll be too late for today's show. And
well, by tomorrow, it'll be old news.
By tomorrow, it's old news.
We got to move on to something else.
Except for the fact that this is, I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about talking about this. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to end until like the year 21,000. I just think
so. You don't mean 2100.
No, I mean 21,000. Yes,
that's a commitment to the story.
Yeah, we need to talk about this for 19,000 years.
You're probably going to get your wish.
Probably.
Yep.
And then you know, in the year 21,019, we'll do like a throwback Thursday where we talk about talking about it until 21,000. So that should be fun. That we can look forward to that.
And what is that going to be?
Year 21,019.
But what's the special day called?
It's called Throwback Thursday. And it's when you play throwback stuff.
It's fun toy.
You know, like we were talking about Nancy Pelosi. We could go to Throwback Thursday. And play some stuff from the past from Nancy Pelosi. Like this. This was always been one of my favorite. One of my favorite moments from Nance. Just about 10 years ago. I think I was still in Houston. It was right before I went back to work with Glenn in New York. She said this.
3 months that we do not have an economic recovery package, 500 million Americans lose their jobs.
500 million?
I don't think we can go fast enough.
No. Not if we're... If we're hemorrhaging jobs at the tune of 500 million American jobs a month, that's 6 billion a year. That's too many.
So
that's too many. And at the time, at the time, it reminded me of the Proclaimer song, 500 Miles. Remember that one?
1,000 miles.
So on this Throwback Thursday, I thought we'd throw back to it. 500 million jobs being lost. Frightening. When I wake up and I hear Nancy Pelosi, I tend to throw up just a little in my throat. When she tells me how to stimulate the economy, I'm gonna be the one who's jumping off the boat. She's so stupid. No, she doesn't have a brain. She has the smartness of a bathroom bowl brush. But now she tells us just how bad it really is, and there's nothing that the rest of us can do. And we would lose 500 million jobs, and we would lose 500 million more, just to be the place that lost a billion jobs in 2 months and got real poor. A little Throwback Thursday.
Well, good.
I'm sorry, a little Throwback Thursday.
We've lost lots of jobs.
A lot.
It was 6 billion.
It's too many in a year. That's
every
too many.
Year? So since that time, over 10 years.
Holy cow, that's.
We've lost 60 billion
60
jobs.
60 billion jobs.
In just this country.
You would think that we wouldn't be doing as well as we are right now, but somehow we managed.
It's amazing how Trump has pulled this thing together.
Right?
I mean,
he doesn't get enough credit for that at all. All right. Got some. Tweets here at Pat Unleashed. Neck Down Crew tweets, breaking. Beto, Bernie, and Buttigieg just dropped world tour dates.
Oh.
Breaking. BBB have just been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that hurts.
Bound to happen. Bound to happen before Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Disney tweets, Beto on lead. Buttigieg on rhythm guitar. Bernie's vocals.
There you go.
Warren's buffalo drums. Tulsi on the ukulele. And Biden as the sleazy manager.
Oh yes. Man. Oh, we have to design a movie role for Joe Biden to be a sleazy band manager.
Aaron tweets, this band has some potential. And of course, they'll beat Foreigner into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Of course they will.
James Stewart. Pat will not tell us how he decorated his Mueller Day tree, but I bet he waters it with liberal tears. Yeah, you'd bet properly on that. That's really good.
That's true.
It is true. 888 93393. Ooh, another breaking news item.
Oh, breaking news.
Terry McAuliffe.
Okay.
Will not run for president.
We have a Democrat that's not running for president? That is big. We should have led with that this morning, man. Wow.
We should always lead with how many people aren't running for president, because that's a lot shorter list. For some reason, he said he will not run for president, concluding that his moderate profile would have limited appeal. That's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Terry. We live in a world where Terry McAuliffe is moderate. Awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay.
And he said it'd just be too hard choosing between younger, more progressive contenders and veteran politicians like Sanders and Biden, Joseph Biden Jr., who is expected to enter the race. I would love to have run for president, he said, but he conceded it would have been a hard primary. Yeah, you would have been done in about, I don't know, 15 minutes, probably.
Or while the band was warming up.
Yeah. Terry McAuliffe would have no choice. That was a good decision on his part. Some of these other unknowns, I don't know why they can't reach the same conclusion. They all do these exploratory committees. You can't tell me that John Delaney or whatever that guy's name is that nobody's heard of,
right,
put together an exploratory committee and they came back to him and said, John,
yes,
you've got a huge opportunity
here. We see an opening here.
I mean, there is a hole for you like you can't believe.
Oh,
it's like,
yes,
the Grand Canyon. You just slip right in there. I mean, what are they doing? I thought the exploratory committee was supposed to determine how viable your candidacy would be.
And have you ever heard a follow-up from an exploratory committee come back and say, you know what?
You know what? He's not good. Happening. No, you don't have any chance. Not one
that
chance.
That is just like the raise money period, you know, between announcing an exploratory and announcing you're in.
And that's exactly what it is. Yeah. 888-933-93. Oh, somebody who not only ran for president but became president. Somebody sent us... This is really cool video.
They thought of you, man.
And you'll see why here in a second. Barack Obama speaking.
Here we go.
From the old days.
Oh.
Oh, we don't have that.
Oh, it might be in my sent folder. It might have been sent to myself.
Well, good. I'm glad I set that up. And then it didn't play. That's great.
We'll find it.
We'll get that before the end.
Yeah, we'll find it.
And it's too late.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you about Home Title Lock then. Last year, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office released a grand jury report that noted law enforcement received 2,000 complaints of deed fraud, almost all of them faulty notarization. The grand jury called it an epidemic. Criminals are looking for vulnerable properties. They scan the obituaries. They pour through public records. It can take as little as a forged deed to transfer ownership. And then once they do that, it's almost impossible to reverse. But now you can prevent this crime from ever happening to you or to someone you love with Home Title Lock. And when you see the experts at Home Title Lock, when they show you just how quickly they can transfer your title online, and then they obviously don't do anything with it, but they do it to show you the process and how frightening it is. And when that happens, you know you've got to get it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and get registered to find out if your home's already been compromised. It's $100 normally to get a free title scan and report. They're going to throw that in just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. Get your home protected, please. HomeTitleLock.com.
It's Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze.
So, some idiot walked into St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan yesterday with gas cans and lighter fluid.
Oh, boy.
And was thankfully arrested by NYPD without incident. So I guess because he saw Notre Dame burning, thought, hey, that's a good idea.
Yep.
How weird is that? Jeez, just unbelievable. And they've got a photo of the cans of gas that he intended to use, apparently. Jeez. 888-933-93. Also, Alex Trebek has shared a health update. You know, he has... Was it stage 4 pancreatic cancer? Oof, man. But he says he's feeling good, and he's going to return this fall.
He says September, he's back.
Okay. So is it completely off the air, or are they in reruns?
No. So they're just in between seasons.
Yeah.
It just happened to time out that way. And so.
But don't they run reruns when they're not
I guess during the summer? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be, it's already been the 35th year of mm-hmm. Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Yep.
Jeez.
But he looks good in this video.
And he does. Yeah. Do we have that?
Yes.
Hi, everyone. Some of you may recall that at the beginning of this season, I promised you that we had some surprises in store for you. Well, of course, I had no idea at that time that there were some surprises in store for me as well. So here, on the last day of taping for our 35th anniversary season, I wanted once again to thank you for your continuing messages of encouragement and support, particularly the many cards I've received from young people. I'm touched beyond words. I've always tried to be straight with you, and I'm not going to stop now. So despite what you may have heard, I'm feeling good. I'm continuing with my therapy. And the staff, is already working on our next season, the 36th year of Jeopardy. Hmm. So I look forward to seeing you once again in September with all kinds of good stuff.
That's great. He does look good.
Yeah, and
looks strong.
I hope that was real recent. I don't know if he recorded that, you know, right before he started going in, but all the best to Alex Trebek, man.
Yeah. 888-900-3393. Conservative Review reporter Jordan Schachtel recently came upon an interesting tidbit. A publication that covers the Somali community in the Twin Cities in the Minnesota area. So, Minneapolis, St. Paul. He found a story there by the Somali language paper and its founder and editor about a closed-door meeting that took place in New York City in 2017 between Turkish President Erdogan and a then relatively unknown representative named Ilhan Omar. Omar, the immigrant from Somalia who won election to the U.S. House of Representatives, led a delegation of Somalis from Minnesota to meet with Erdogan in New York. Erdogan was in town for the U.N. General Assembly. Omar flew in to meet him. What's most interesting about the meeting, though, is that aside from the fact that the president of Turkey agreed to meet with a local Minnesota state legislator, is that it took place in the very same hotel room where Erdogan, either just before or just after his meeting with Omar, met with the assembled top leadership of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow, PJ Media.
That is great.
That's impressive. Look at these pictures.
I'm sure that's total coincidence.
We got the pictures of her meeting with him. Look at that. That's
her and Erdogan, not a Muslim Brotherhood member, though, right?
Right. And then they have another picture of Erdogan meeting with Muslim Brotherhood members. So
nobody's going to care about that. Whatever. They just had a meeting. Those are separate. She didn't have anything to do with that. Blah, 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 blah. Something's not right there.
Mm-mm.
Listen to her. Watch her. You can feel there's something wrong there.
Well, but there's no taint of anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party, according to Nancy Pelosi. There's no taint. No,
and she's more American than you or me.
Or apple pie, for that matter. Mm-hmm.
That's what you think of. You know, the old Chevy jingle. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Ilhan Omar. Yep. Remember that?
Yep.
It makes more sense now that we know who Ilhan Omar is.
Yes.
I was always kind of stumped when the song came out.
I thought it was a little wordy.
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Ilhan Omar. I didn't get it, but I do now.
I do now.
Just super American.
Super, super duper American.
Ultra mega Doppler American. As is Barack Obama. Now, we threatened you with the Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, that was my bad. I emailed it to myself.
Video?
Yeah. I mean, that was dumb.
Yes.
Stupid.
No argument.
Ridiculous.
Here. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's what he had to say on this particular day. It was fascinating. Barack Obama.
No, let's play. See the weekly address right there, October 24th, 2009.
Thanks.
I forgot who sent that to me last night, but they thought of you, and so we thought we would share that, Mr. You know, whistle mouth over there.
I like that.
That's good stuff.
Just highlighting his little problem with the whistle thing that he did. Yeah,
that was a big night last night too, because NFL schedule came out.
Oh yeah,
excited about that.
It's just so exciting when I see who they're going to play. Mm-hmm. That's wow. That is the highlight of my spring, really.
I don't.
Do you
mock
actually
that.
Get?
Oh my
excited
gosh.
About it.
I think it's like one of the greatest days of all of the football season.
What? Why?
Because I can plan out my life now, September through December.
Okay.
I know exactly where I'm going to be. Now, of course, flex scheduling screws that up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I know the Falcons are going to play on Thanksgiving night now against the Saints.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
That's good, right? The Packers are going to open up, as we know, on Thursday Night Football.
In Chicago.
At Chicago.
I know that.
So, it's exciting. Are you kidding me? The draft, exciting. The schedule release, the playoffs.
I'm excited about the draft, but the schedule release never excites me. Wow. But it obviously does you. Yeah. So that's good.
You'll be a Falcons fan week one. They open up at Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. I'll want them to beat Minnesota. That's
okay.
True.
So look, we'll have a common enemy week one at least.
So do you think Kyler Murray's going number one next Thursday?
Oh quick heads up before you talk about Kyler Murray. Week two, Eagles and Falcons are going to play. Stu and I are going to get together at your house and watch it on the big screen.
You're getting together at my
Sunday Night Football, week two.
Okay.
We'll see you then. Kyler Murray, I don't know. Cardinals, apparently, I guess the Cardinals released some promotional stuff, and Rosen was not in it, the quarterback they currently have. So that's a little tip of the cards there, huh?
Seems like it.
Mm-hmm. So he'll probably be an Arizona Cardinal.
It'll be interesting to see how he does in the NFL. He's only 5'10", 5'9", 5'10". Really a short little guy. He's kind of like a Doug Flutie type, but maybe better. We'll see. Doug Flutie, he carved himself out a pretty good career.
Yeah, he did.
So a female Democrat, state representative from Ohio, Representative Jeanine Boyd, drafted an amendment last week. Because last week, you might remember, Ohio passed a heartbeat bill, meaning soon as the heartbeat's detected, abortion's off. You can't do that anymore. So her amendment sought to have black babies exempted from that pro-life legislation.
So they're not protected in Ohio under this proposed bill.
That's what she wanted.
Oh my gosh.
It would bar babies with detectable heartbeats from being killed via abortion, but she wanted an exemption for African-American women to abort their babies for any reason up to 20 weeks. Now, why would you do... What? Wow. Wait, okay, so you do want black babies to be murdered just like Margaret Sanger did.
Oh, no.
I just never thought I would see it from a black representative.
Yeah.
What? I thought, you know, okay, the KKK might propose an amendment like that. She likened the restrictions on abortion to slavery as she urged her fellow lawmakers to support the measure. This is such weird, upside-down logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's slavery because you're telling the woman not to kill her own baby, I guess, not allowing her to do that. She said black slaves were once treated like cattle and put out to stud in order to create generations of more slaves. Our country is not far enough beyond our history to legislate as if it is. Thankfully, the amendment failed, and so black babies aren't exempt. They'll be able to survive and live as well.
Well, thank you.
That,
good grief.
That is exactly what Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, intended for Planned Parenthood, was to get rid of minorities. The undesirables. She hated black people. She hated Hispanics. She hated people who had handicaps. She wanted to create a pure white race. And now you've got a Democrat representative, ironically, so sickly, proposing to do the same thing. That is really something. How can you possibly be that stupid.
Evil.
It really is. It really is. 888-933-93. Speaking of babies, Guillermina Rodriguez, she's a mother of four. She was driving last Thursday morning in Midtown Manhattan, and the traffic was really bad, and her three-week-old baby was crying in the backseat because she was hungry. So Ms. Rodriguez says, it was an immense amount of traffic. Took me 45 minutes to an hour just to get from 42nd to 30th Street. Oh. Man, that's frustrating. That's eight blocks. You might recognize that as eight blocks. Her first order of business was to feed her baby. And she breastfeeds. So she finally found an open spot and nabbed it. And it was one of those commercial vehicle only places that you see a million times in New York. And you know, okay, what are the chances a commercial vehicle is going to need this right now? And her baby screaming in the background needs to be fed. And there's too much traffic to try to go anywhere else.
No win situation.
So she pulled over and took it. And she said, even though I saw it was a commercial area, I'm like, I'm not obstructing traffic. I'm not blocking anybody. Let me just stay here and I'll breastfeed the baby here. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Seems fine. Not so much. Mm-hmm. She got in the back seat and she started breastfeeding her baby. And after a few minutes, an NYPD tow truck pulled up in front of her vehicle.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. In New York City, the police have a fleet of tow trucks.
Mm-hmm. And they're on it, too. Boy, they don't mess around.
Everywhere.
They will tow you, and you'll come out, and your car's gone, and you'll have no idea what happened. He's backing up to tow my truck, so as I'm in this position breastfeeding right now, I jump over the front seat and honk so he can see, don't tow my truck, she said. Then a ticket agent emerged, walked up to Rodriguez's vehicle, and probably wasn't prepared for what he saw. She said, I'm actually breastfeeding on one side and pumping on the other, so both my breasts are out. And I turn, and I'm like, I'm breastfeeding the baby! And he turned and looked, and he's like, oh, okay. Except it wasn't okay. He slapped a $115 ticket on her windshield.
Oh, come on.
And left.
What a dreadful city.
I hate
with no
it.
Soul.
That's New York to a T, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm here breastfeeding. He just gave me a ticket anyway. I mean, can't you cut somebody some slack for that? A young mother who's trying to breastfeed her hungry child.
Not in New York.
You pulled over. You're doing it safely. You're doing your best. And then you still get a $115 fine for it. That sucks.
Yep.
Okay, that's not the way it's supposed to go. 888-933-93. In America, it's estimated that over 50 million people miss out on work due to pain. 50 million. And those same Americans spend about $2,000 a year to try to treat their pain. 66% of them just kind of give up and realize they're going to have to deal with it the rest of their life. We've seen so many of Relief Factor's clients here at The Blaze, and they just love this product. Why? Because it really works. We also hear from tens of thousands of people in this audience who have told us how Relief Factor has changed their lives by helping with the pain. It's 100% drug-free, was created by doctors. And the way you should do this, I think, is to start out with the three-week quick start. Is that what you did, Keith?
How you start it. Absolutely. And it works.
Just $19.95. Use it for three weeks. If you notice a change, you know, give it a few days. Give it the 3 weeks. And if it doesn't work, fine. Don't order it anymore. If it does work, you'll do like the other 70% of people who order it and go on to order more.
I swear by it. Absolutely.
So join us and get your life back with Relief Factor and their three-week quick start for only $19.95. If you're in pain, what do you have to lose? Well, the pain. So if you want a drug-free, natural way to ease your pain, get your life back, go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Pat Gray, Unleashed.
Let's go to Derek in Virginia. Hey, Derek, you're on the Blaze.
Bingo!
Oh, nicely done.
Nice job,
okay,
sir.
So tell us where it is.
Center vertical. We've got Keith just mentioning the Falcons.
Right.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay.
But stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling charitable on tax day.
Right.
Repeated attempts at pronouncing booty guy. Where are the men?
And where are the men? Nice job. All right. So what do you want from shop.theblaze.com?
How about a Pat Gray mug, please?
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thanks a lot, Derek. Right. Appreciate your listening. Hang on a second. We'll get the information and get that to you.
I'd send him this one, but I'm using it every day.
Well, yeah, you can see how important that is. It's holding
dry erase markers.
Four dry erase markers.
Yeah,
because you look how handsome that is.
I like the color during the show.
Fantastic.
I'm gonna draw the Pat Gray logo.
And if Jeffy were here, you could also get the Chewing the Fat mug. First of all, I guess it doesn't count when I say first of all.
Oh, yeah, we need Jeffy to say first of all.
It's because it says.
Can he come in here? Oh, wait, the chances of him being here this early are nil.
Because it actually says Jeffy, first of all.
Jeffy has to say first of all for that square to count.
Right. Okay.
Hint, hint.
888-900-3393. So we know that at the border, people are coming across that may be infected with Ebola. The Border Patrol checking for that right now.
That sounds good.
They have been infected with measles, so that's fun. They've been infected with scabies and other sundry diseases.
Third world fun.
And yet, you know, the theory is from the rest of the world that we just have to deal with it. We just have to take them. We just have to take care of them. Just come on in. Don't worry about it. Just come on in. Everybody come on in. It doesn't matter. Richest nation on earth, come on in. And we'll just keep becoming and just keep being the richest nation on earth, despite the millions and millions of poor that we take care of as they pour across our border. Well, it's interesting that in the north, at the northern border, Canada right now is rejecting the refugees that are trying to get across the Canadian border.
Wait a second.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, what's going on with Trudeau? What's his problem?
I don't know. I thought he was Mr. Welcoming, Mr. Right? Accepting, Mr. Inclusive. The move comes as thousands of asylum seekers have crossed the border after their claims were rejected in the U.S. So they go to Canada, and Canada is not letting them in. Jeez.
Good stuff.
And they've said, don't come here. You won't get in. And yet they keep trying. But I'm a little confused because I thought that was the welcoming thing to do, was say just as many people as want to come, go ahead. We'll take care of you. It's not a problem.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of typos in this story.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it really does.
Huh.
Right now, there are over 200,000 pending asylum claims, and the wait for hearings by Canada's Refugee Board have edged up to an average of 20 months now.
Wow.
Municipalities near the border have repurposed old stadiums and community centers into housing facilities for refugees waiting to have their claims processed.
And it takes them 20 months?
Yep.
So it takes less time for an illegal alien to get a hearing in Canada than it does for a citizen to get a cancer screening. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Good to know.
There's so much.
I know.
In this year's budget, the Canadian government pledged to spend more than $1 billion Canadian, which is about $400 American. But $1 billion Canadian for border services over the next 5 years. Actually, it's $750 million American, not $400. Canadian money isn't quite that worthless, but
yet.
But it's incredible how nobody is yelling at Canada over this. Nobody is accusing them of being racist. Mm-mm. Nobody accuses the Germans or the Swedes or anybody else when they start having all of these problems. And one of the problems is these coyotes, the human traffickers, are placing ads in newspapers in Guatemala and El Salvador and Manawa Nicaragua, and they're telling them, hey, come to the United States and you'll get a job. Hey, come to the United States and they're going to help you. They really like to help the people from down here. So they try it. And then the coyotes, of course, make money from them, anywhere from $7,000 to $12,000 to smuggle them across the border. It can cost a little bit less if you're willing to go on the death march where drug dealers are and you may be kidnapped or raped or killed. It would be nice if people could wake up and understand what's happening here. This is a concerted effort to overwhelm the United States of America and for really bad people to profit along the way, like these drug dealers and the coyotes. And they're being told, hey, and if you bring kids with you, you're more likely to be allowed to stay. So then you're subjecting your child to all of this.
Yeah, and the majority are not showing up with parents, just adults that they're not even related to.
Exactly.
It's just tragic.
And then when they get apprehended and they wind up in a detention facility, and then an adult shows up to take them, we got to let them go now because of the Democrats. Well, wait, I don't even know if this person is necessarily related to the child, and I'm just supposed to release him into his custody? Well, yeah, it's his uncle. Are you sure of that? How do you know? And a lot of them are not their uncle, are not related. A lot of them are kidnappers and sex slave criminals. This is just such a bad situation. And
our government is complicit by doing nothing.
It is.
Sadly.
It is.
And so to Trump's credit, he's trying.
He is.
And he is trying everything he can. And if he's not being thwarted by Congress, he's being thwarted by judges. And it's just a travesty on so many human levels.
It's despicable. And the Democrats just keep this situation going. They just keep stoking this flame. And it's hurting people. I don't know if they think they're helping, but they're certainly not. All right. Let me take a minute and tell you about Mercury One. And 12 score and 3 years ago, we've got this pop-up museum happening this year, and it's going to be fantastic. 12 score and 3 years ago, The Unfinished Promise of Unity. It's an interactive, immersive, special exhibition. It opens June 28th here at the Mercury Studios in Irving, Las Colinas, whatever you want to consider it. And it runs through July 7th. 12 Score walks visitors from the Emancipation Proclamation to the age of Google. This one will be kind of aggressive. Our goal is to make people feel something and connect with America's history. The only way we're going to save our nation and save the freedom of all mankind is if we tell the uncomfortable truth. And this display is going to do that, so be prepared for it. We all have to say, yeah, we made some mistakes. And we haven't lived up entirely, 100% to the Emancipation Proclamation. But we have to learn from history so we can do things better. Get your tickets to 12 Score at mercuryone.org or call 972-499-4747. There's VIP tours with Glenn Beck and David Barton. Those are all available for you right now. But for a limited time only, these are going to go fast. mercuryone.org and get your tickets now.